Okay, Shimon Shintei days, page Resh Nun days. We are in the middle of Seif Aleph. I'm sorry, I took the wrong page. I'm sorry, it's page Resh Nun. Page Resh Nun. We are in Seif Aleph. We are up to the second line. So again, one more time. Simon Shin Pei Beis, Seif Aleph, Peish Resh Nun, the second line. Aval, middle of the line, right before Seif Katan Ches. Aval, Im Habayis Shel In Yehudi Ushchene Yisrael. I'm sorry, Ushchoro Yisrael Mimenu. If the bias belongs to a non-Jew, Ushchoro Yisrael Mimenu, and a Jew has rented the home from the non-Jew, the Ein Yehudi Dover Bayis, when the non-Jew lives with the Jew in Imo together, Ein Schiras Habayis Moyel Inyan Schiras Ho'eruv. Now this means as follows. We have here a courtyard, and let's say for argument's sake, there are three homes. There are three homes in this courtyard. One home is owned by a Jew, one is owned by another Jew, and the third is owned by a non-Jew. So what's the law? The law is, you're not allowed to carry into the courtyard unless we do two things. Number one, the two Jews must make among themselves an Eruv Chatzeros, right? That's clear. And number two, we have to rent the Rishus from the Goy. Schiras, this is a normal case. The Goy is outnumbered, two against one. Eruv plus Schiras. But in this case, there is a Jew that is living in the home of the non-Jew. Together, they live together. They're roommates. The home that belongs to the guy, he has a roommate. And the roommate is paying money to live in the home with the guy. Now, when this Jew rented the right to live in the home of the guy, he didn't know about Simon Shin Pei Beis. He didn't know about this. He just moved in at that point in time. It could be at that point in time, there was no Erev. They weren't interested in Erev, it wasn't necessary. And he just, for his own needs, he wasn't there for Shabbos. Maybe he rented space, he was never there for Shabbos. It wasn't Nogayim. He rented space in the home of a guy. And now, one day they wake up, and they decide, you know what, let's make an Eruv Yechatzer, so we can carry in the courtyard on Shabbos. The two Jews make an Eruv, and this, we need to rent space from the guy. So we said, no, we don't need to rent space from the guy, being that you're living there together with the guy, and you rent space from the guy, we should consider it to be three courtyards, three homes that are the property of a Jew. And when there are three homes that are the property of the Jew, all you need to make is an Eruv Chatzeros. You do not need to do Schiras Makom. So along comes the Rambam and says, no. If when you rented space from a guy, your kavana was only for the purpose of rental, and it was not done, a fascinating point, it was not done for the purpose of being matir, of being permitted to carry in the courtyard on Shabbos, the rental is meaningless. Good, you're renting space. You must do a rental. The rental must be done with a l'shem yichud. Before you do the rental, you have to state, what's the purpose of this rental? So that we should be able to carry in the courtyard on Shabbos. If you fail to specify that that's the purpose, it's meaningless, and you have to do it again. Let's see those words in Sawam Tamud Mishnah Bura. Aval im habayis shel en Yehudi, usachara Yisrael mimenu, and the Jew rents it from him. The ein Yehudi dar babayis. Now, there, of course, there is one more condition which the Rama makes, is that they're living together. They're living, they're roommates. The guy is still living in the home with the Jew. See, the Jew just rent the home, and the guy wasn't there altogether. The truth is that I don't know if we have it yet. We'll come to that later on. Let me just take a step back. If you have three homes in the courtyard, and the guy doesn't live there, the guy owns the house, but the guy's never there. He's never there. He's out of town. Then you don't need to do anything. The only time a guy is a problem is if the guy lives in the courtyard. If the guy owns property in the courtyard, but he's never there, he's not living in the courtyard, you do not need to do schiras makom. It's fine. But here the guy is living in the courtyard. He is a roommate with the Jew. And the guy owns the bais. And the Jew is his roommate. And the Jew is paying money, he's paying good money to be able to be his roommate, to live with him in the same bais. It does not matter, because the Ein Yehudi Dor Bais Imo, Ein Sechirus HaBais Moil, it's not going to help Le'inyin Sechiras So'erv in regard to the Eruv, because it was not specified. Let's see the Mishmur Chesem Hes. Ches avlim abayis perish deloy neima. Don't say the Mishnah says the schirus hatzorich linyan heter tiltul nichlal b'schirus abayis, that it's enough to rent. If you rent, it doesn't matter what your kavana was, as long as you have paid money to have rights to live. Mishum, the umdunodum, don't say that. The umdunodum rachu shaloi, it's clear as day, shaloi sochar mimenu rabayis adaitis sheyiyye osu letaltal b'shabes. Don't say that. I would never rent and for the purpose of having a problem. If I'm renting, deep down in my mind, my kavon is, I want to be able to carry and have all of the possible halachic rights that are available. Don't say that. We only say that svar that when you rent, you're not going to do it to cause yourself a problem when it's the other way around. That was the previous halacha. Let us go one more line and we'll explain. Mishnah was saying a lot of things here. He's referring back to what we learned yesterday. Let's review that case. If you have here a courtyard of three homes, all three are owned by Jews. All Jews. Shomer Shabbos, Erlich Jews. And Jew number three is going on vacation. He's going away to Eretz Yisrael for a year, sabbatical. It's a lost opportunity. I have a house, I have a home. I'll rent out the home. Who does he want to rent out the home to? Who puts it in the paper? And who calls up and wants to rent the home? A guy. Okay, very good. A guy, he's a nice guy. It's okay. The neighbors don't mind. We interviewed him. The neighbors are okay with him. I'll rent out the home to the guy. And they totally forgot, or they didn't discuss the issue of Shabbos. They didn't know the siman. They didn't come to the morning call. They didn't know about siman days. And now they realize they got a problem. Wait a minute. The guy, the Jew, goes to Eretz Yisrael. He's gone. And now we have over here in the courtyard two Jews and a guy. What do? We have to do schirat smakom from the Jew, from the guy. Because the guy is living in house number three. So the answer is you don't need to do nothing, because who is the one who owns the house? The Jew. But the Jew rented it to a guy. So we learned above that when you are in that position of the renter, the maskir, the renter, you'll never do something. You're not going to shoot yourself in the foot. You're not going to shoot yourself in the foot when you're the renter. I'm not going to rent. Right now, everything is kosher. Everything is kosher v'yosher. I'm now going to rent it to a guy, and by renting it to the guy, I want to ruin it. I want to cause that the people in the courtyard can no longer carry until they do this thing called Sfiras Makom. You don't do that. If I'm renting to the guy, you have to understand, I'm the Baal HaBos. I am the owner. It's my house. You're just my guest. You're my guest, but it's my property. And a guest, a guy who is a guest, is not a problem for the other residents of the courtyard. So you don't shoot yourself in the foot when you are in the position of the renter. The Mishnah Berurah says, but when you are the soicher, when you are on the other end, you're on the receiving end, if you're the one that's coming, guy, can I please live in this house? Guy, you own the house. It's your house. But I want to live here. Here's some money. Let me live in the house. So you'll say the same thing. If I'm going to rent, I'm not going to rent and shoot myself in the foot. Well, it's not a good example because it's not your gun to shoot. When you're coming into the home, I'm renting for the purpose that I'm now the Baal HaBos. I'm the Baal HaBos here, so we don't need to do Schirat Smakom from you who's living with me as a roommate. No, you don't say that. If you are coming to rent, to give money, to have a right to live in this home, and you did not stipulate that the money that I'm giving is also for the right that we should be able to carry in the courtyard, it's no good. It's not automatic. It's not automatic. The money being given to grant me rights to live in the courtyard in the bayis is also money that grants me the rights, that takes away the problem of schiras, schiras makom for the rights to carry in the courtyard. There's a difference when you're giving money than when you are receiving money from a guy. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Now, then, the Mishnah Berurah says, Now we go further. Okay, one more. Then with Yud. Then we have Sif Katan Yud. Babayi Simoi, one more stipulation in order that this should be a problem. Umayri Sheyesh Loilo Akum Chedem Yuchot. Dim Yesh Lo Rishus Li Yisrael Lishtamish Bechol Abayis Leigora Mishkiroi Ulikitoi Shel Akum Velo Yitzach Lizkar Rishusoi. This is a very important point. This that we said that if a Jew rents a right to live with the goy and they're living in the same house, I told you, roommate, that's inaccurate. It's not correct. It's just the opposite. The only time it's a problem is where the goy has his private room. In other words, a goy owns the house and the goy has a room which off limits. And the Jew rents a room in the house of a goy. He has a room. So in this case, just because I have rented a room in the home of a goy, and I have not stipulated that this money also shall go to solve the problem of schiras makom, it's not gonna be automatic. But if we have a situation where it's one big room, and we're roommates, mamish, we're roommates. You have your cot, and I have my cot, and we're living side by side in one room, and the payment that I give to the goy allows me free access to the entire facility together with the guy, then you don't need to do anything more. That is no different than what we're going to learn later on, a worker. A worker who has full access to the rights of his master, if you rent from him, or if that worker is a Jew, you do not need to do schiras makom. So if the situation here, again, one time we review the situation, we have three homes in a courtyard, two are owned by Jews, one is owned by a goy, and there is a Jew who is now renting space in the home of the goy, do we need to do schiras makom from the goy? When the Jew who rented space from the goy did not specify the money that's being paid should also be for the purpose to carry in the courtyard with the din of schiras makom, it depends. There are two possible scenarios. If the Jew is living together with the guy in the entire facility, they live in one room, and there's no limitation on what he can do, then you don't need to give the guy new money for schiras makom. Because it's as if you're the bala boss, and that we'll learn later on. You're an extension of the guy. But if, when you rent space from the guy still reserves for himself an isolated section of the bayis, his own room, and in that room the Jew has no rights, the money paid for rental is not automatically assumed to cover the halacha of shin pei beis of schiras makom, unless you specify, I'm giving you money to rent a room in your home, I also want to let you know there's something called shulchan aruch, and there's a siman called shin pei beis, and teaches us there must be schiras makom to allow the other Jews to carry when they have an eruv, and therefore we need to give you money in order that you should allow us to carry in the courtyard with this lundus, then of course it works. But if you don't specify, it's not going to work.
So let's. The Jew rents the whole house, he's the baal.
Right. The Jew rents the whole house, absolutely right. The whole house, correct. But if the guy is living there, because the guy always needs to live, the only time you ever need schiras makom is when the guy is living there. If the Jew does nothing, let's say you have a courtyard, there are two Jews, and there are 50 homes, and all 50 homes are goyim. They're all goyim. 52. Two Jews, another 50 goyim. Every single one of those goyim is out of town. And the only one that's in the courtyard of the Shabbos are the two Jews. All they need to do is make an error among themselves. They don't need to do anything. Because a goy only is a problem if he lives there. Now, let's say the goy doesn't live there, you don't need. So certainly, if you're renting from a goy, you own the whole house, and the goy is not there, that's not a problem there. But even if the goy is there, so he's a problem. But I'm also there. I'm living with him in the same house. So it depends. If in that one house, the goy has his own room, so then it's no good. You need to specify, I'm giving you special money for schiras makom. If you live together in one room, and each one has their own cot in one big room, one big bunk, then you don't need to specify, it's automatic.
They may have visitors.
Doesn't matter. Visitors are not residents. A visitor is not, never a problem.
Family
comes, it's not only if they're there to stay, only if they're there to live, to sleep over. Only times to sleep over. Just a visit for the day is not called a... is not permanent resident. Okay, now let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Inu halacha yisrael sheishul oyhisker bayis lechaveru." New case, another lomdish case. A Yisrael sheishul oyhisker bayis lechaveru b'makom shedarim inim yehudim af al pi sheyesh loy tfisa b'bayis loy mahani utzrichem liskar me'ein yehudi. Here's a long case. We have here three homes. One guy and let's go back to the simple case here. I'm just taking a step back. Three homes, one guy and two Jews. What do you need to do? You make an Erev. And you need to do Sefiras Smaka. Let's go back to what we learned yesterday. One home and two homes. One Jew and one guy. What do you need to do? Nothing. A courtyard with one Jew and one guy, nothing. Why? Because it's not usual. It's not usual to live with one to one. Like we learned yesterday, because you're afraid the guy will kill you. You're afraid that the pikuach nefesh is a very unusual situation for a Jew to live alone with a non-Jew in the same little courtyard. So Chazal said, in this situation, we do not need to step in. You can carry the courtyard. We don't take into consideration the fact that the non-Jew is there. Now we have a lamdan. The lamdan here, he owns. He's a well-to-do individual. He has two homes. Amazing, two homes. Home one, home two. And the non-Jew. Does this Jew in this situation at one home, he lives in one home, he alternates. Sometimes he likes living in this home, and sometimes he goes into the other home. He alternates depending on, you know, maybe one is more of a summer home, one is more of a winter home, one has better air conditioning, one has better heat. So in the summer he goes to the home with the air conditioning, and the winter he goes to the home that has the good heat system, and there's a non-Jew. Does this Jew who alternates between his two homes in this courtyard need to make an Erev with the God, need to do Sefiras Makom? No, it's very unusual. Just because there are three structures, there's one, two, and three, but there's only one resident. It's only one Jewish resident. So when there's one Jewish resident and one non-Jewish resident, what's the law? You do not need to make an Erev Chatzeros Sefiras Makom because it's unusual. But here, what happened is, Jew number one says, I have an empty house. Times are not so good. My job is not so good, so I might as well take advantage and rent out my home. Let me rent out my home to my friend. So I alternate between my two homes. I'm only in one home at a time. So you know what? For the next 3 months, let me rent it out. Someone's coming in from Israel. They want a home. I'll rent out the other home. And this home I own. It's a furnished home. I own the beds. I own everything. All the furniture, all the kitchen, the refrigerator, the washer, the dryer, the washing machine. Tfisa sabayas. Oh, tfisa, I own everything. So now let me consider it still to be, even though I have there's someone that's renting and he's going to live there long term for 3 months. Well, I'll call that long term 3 months. But being that I have tfisa sabayis, I'm the balabas of that home as well. I'm taking money, but I own the furniture. I have rights in that house. We should consider in halacha for the two homes to be one home. And if the two homes are one home because I have rights, what are we left with? One Jew, one non-Jew. And what's the law? You don't need to do schiras Mokon, Sriras Akum. When there's one Jew and one non-Jew, you don't have to rent from the non-Jew. So here, there are physically two Jews. Me, I've rented space to my neighbor, and the neighbor, I have Tfisas Makom, I have my kelim and my property is dear, and that person who's renting has no right to remove those things.
So you don't have access to it.
Okay, exactly. Close the door. I'm renting it to him. But I have tfisa. This is called tfisa when it comes to the law of Eruv Chatzeros. Let's read for Eruv Chatzeros. You don't need to make an Erev in this case. What is the law of tfisas makom relevant? Eruv Chatzeros. Let's say it was just me and him. There was no non-Jew. There are two homes in the courtyard. Me and the neighbor, I own the home across the street. It's my home. I own, and I'm renting it to him for 3 months. And I own all of the furnishings of the home. Do we need to make an Erev Chatzeros to carry in the courtyard? No. How could it be two people in the courtyard? You don't need to make an Erev Chatzeros? Tfisas Makom. I own the beds. I own the furniture. I own the refrigerator. Oh, Tfisas Makom. Tfisas Yad. That's the halacha we learned way before. Tfisas yad does not require the require nevuvi chatzeros. So here the lumdish shaila is: I have a situation of tfisas yad. Does tfisas yad go so far in halacha that we should consider myself and my neighbor as one, and then the non-Jew as one, and it's one against one, and one against one is rare, and in a rare situation you're not required to rent from the guy his makam in order to carry in the courtyard.
In opposition to that, you're not afraid that he's going to kill you because
Right, so it's a technicality, not afraid. Right, it's a technicality, but still, maybe, you know, the halacha always starts out with rules. You're always based in the world of reality and with rules. But halacha, very often, there are basic rules. It's not a perfect world. And there are loopholes. And even though you look at the situation you're in, the logic doesn't make any sense. The whole reason why the takanah was established doesn't apply in this case, because you've circumvented the whole thing through these legal loopholes. Doesn't matter, it works. Chazal, and sometimes when you really, really way out, then they'll say, this you can't do. But it works, it should work. That's the question of the Ramah. So Ramah says, like, you know, doesn't work. We don't like this they didn't allow. Let's read those words inside again. So Ramah says, Yisrael, Shehishil, he lent. Oy hiskir, or he rented, bayis lachaveroi, b'makayim shadarim enim b'yudu. Of course, where they are going. So the whole issue over here, of course, is we're going to do hiskir b'makayim. Afal pi sheyesh lo tfisa b'bayis, and you don't need to make any ruvi chatzeros. Loy mehane, it's still called two against one. It's two Jews and one non-Jew, and when it's two against one, you have to make ruvi chatzeros. Utsrichim liskar me'eni Yehudi. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll stop with the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Aleph. So Lamish Halach Yisrael Shehishel B'Makom Shem Menachem writes Alayma Sheyisrael Yesh Lo Shnei Batim B'Chotzer. He has two homes. She'eni Yehudi Dabar, and the guy who also lives there. V'hu Dabar Ba'ayis Sechri lives in one home. V'ashniya Hiskel Yisrael Achit, to another Jew. V'yesh Lo Ba'ayis Zeh Tfisas Yad. And in the other home, Jew number one has Tfisas Yad. In Ba'ayis number two, the Ha'inu Shehishel Lo Yibay Kalim. She'enim Nitalim B'Shabbos. U'machmazeh. These are the critical words. Ein tzrichim lo orev beinehem. So we have over here a real din of tfisas yad. Ad kedei kach, you don't need to make an eruv chatzeros. Kamosh mispar b'simin shenayin. V'kamash malon. So we would think now. So since I have tfisas yad, we don't need to make an eruv. So one against one, we do not need to do sfiras makayim. No. V'kamash malon. V'afilu hachi. Einem chashuvim kechad. It's not called one, so it's one against one. Utsrichim liskar meho akum. The tfisas yad le'odav me'im erev b'neim. What is tfisas yad? Tfisas yad just means it's as if you made an erev. And when you make an erev, how many people are in the courtyard? How many Jews are there?
Two.
There are two, and there's one non-Jew. What do you have to do to solve the non-Jew problem? Schiras makom. Shein moyel calls man shlo sachu min akum kmosh kosav dem sifkat dad ayin der halacha mashuza. So that concludes this. A lot of lumdus. So these are very deep. These little simple words include a lot of lumdus. Okay.